keep the gangsters popping bottles at the crib. This is how we live every single night. Take that bottle to the head.
It's like a G6 by Far East Movement. This was actually a song that Jeff and I did on Music Penetration back in the day. We haven't done it recently.
We penetrated it fairly well.
We did penetrate it. I think we did. Hey, everyone. Welcome to a radio show with Jeff and Jeremy. This is a very special Wednesday episode. It's Wednesday, June 29th, 2011. We're still sticking with our normal time, 7:30 p.m.
Right, of course.
We didn't want to throw up too many variables for the people there.
Right.
But, yeah, we're actually doing Wednesday instead of our normal Monday nights because this past Monday I was sick. I had this like head cold thing, congestion, and I could barely talk. So I didn't think that would be a very enjoyable. Actually, it might have been more enjoyable.
It could have been. Did you notice I didn't throw you under the bus though when I didn't mention why we went on the air Monday?
Yeah, I threw myself under the bus.
I took the high road. I was going to do that. I was going to cover your tracks for you, but
I appreciate it.
You're very noble.
I want to be open with our fans. I want to tell them.
I like to tell them only what they need to hear.
I want to tell them like it is. Hey, episode 37. We're up to, and actually, this is going to be our last episode until
ever.
It's a collector's edition. Our last episode until July 25th due to holidays and marriages.
That's not acceptable, Jeremy. I'm just going to go on the record and say that.
I know. Of course, next Monday is the 4th of July, and we have a lot of 4th of July events around the Cleveland area to talk about.
I am marching in 6 parades alone that day. There's no way I have time for the podcast.
I know. I saw some of your outfits upstairs.
Yeah, thank you. Do I go and lay them out
on
the bed?
Pretty impressive. Yeah. Although I thought the cardboard cutout of your head with each one was a little excessive.
Yeah, it was too much.
I think it was too much.
But I can't tell if it's going to look good until I get literally a likeness of me.
That's true. You just try it out in front of the mirror or something like a normal person.
I like to have 6 jumps at once laid out.
Hey, you can always, if you want to chat live with us, you can go to radioshowonline.com.
Come on in.
That is where you can link to our Facebook page. That is where you can jump into our chat room. That is where you can hear all past pre-recorded episodes. In case, you know, some people don't like to listen live. Some people, in this DVR world that we live in, Jeff, people want to listen to things on their own time.
Yes.
Which brings me to my next point, that we are now available on Stitcher Smart Radio.
Now, Jeremy, I don't know much about Stitcher, but I know.
Or technology.
Or technology, or podcasts, or our radio show.
You don't even know what we do ever. You think I just come over here and we talk to each other.
But I do know being on Stitcher is a big deal. That's even someone like me knows that's a big deal.
So here's the deal. So typically with a podcast, you might go to iTunes and subscribe on your iPod or Android, and then you say to yourself, "Well, I want to sync, you know, all my podcasts, download the latest episodes, open up the computer, download all the latest episodes, plug in my mobile device, sync everything there, and then go off on my run or go in the car, whatever." What Stitcher allows you to do is you can preload into Stitcher. You can browse by category. So you can search. If you're in the Cleveland area, you can search under local, and you can see Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy there. Or you can browse by different categories. You can search Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy right in the Stitcher app. And then you can add our show to your favorites. And then when you're going to the gym or you're going to your commute and you're plugging your iPhone or your Android in your car or whatever, and you want to listen on your way to work or when you're at the gym or on your bike.
Feeding ducks.
Exactly. Whatever you might be doing, stalking someone.
Right. Maybe you've got some time to kill because the girl went in her apartment and you got to wait till she comes out.
Exactly. Planning your next attack. You can everything in your favorites, you can automatically press one button and it's going to play the latest episode of everything in your playlist without having to download and sync. It'll just instantly start playing it.
Yep.
So you don't have to ever worry about, again, you know, was Jeff and Jeremy, were they new this week? I don't remember. Because, you know, often we'll skip several weeks without having a new episode.
Right, right.
Now you don't have to worry about that.
So when you're stalking that girl, it's like we're in the car with you, helping you stalk.
We're your co-stalker.
Yes.
We're stalking
with you. We want to be on board on this crazy trip you're going on.
Exactly. So you can go to Stitcher.com. You can download it from your Android, for your iPhone, your iPod. I even think BlackBerries have it, Jeremy.
Yeah, they do. That's on my BlackBerry. Oh, Jeremy, you know my BlackBerry is used for web browsing and texting only.
Yeah.
Very limited.
Yeah.
I use probably 3% of what it could do. But guess what? I'm on Stitcher, and guess what? I'm enjoying it. And guess what? It's the best thing that ever happened to me.
There's a good selection of shows out there. Now, speaking of podcasts, I want to take this time. Now, I know you are always a little leery about supporting what you might consider the competition.
I get very defensive. Jeremy, I'm very protective. I'm like a mother bear. You're my cub.
Is the show?
The show is our cub.
Shouldn't we be co-mother bears?
We're co-mother bears, and the show is our cub.
We're like a lesbian bear couple.
Yes.
And we have this baby cub that we've adopted from Japan.
Yes, that's it. We treat it as our own.
And that is our show in this scenario.
Yes, that makes much more sense than the way I just started describing it. Thank
you. I'm glad I jumped in and corrected you. But anyway, there's a, you know, we like to support other podcasts. Well, I do.
Okay.
You're indifferent on it. You're a little on the fence. But there's another podcast out there called the Hello Cleveland Podcast. And you can find them at facebook.com/HelloClevelandPodcast. They've been kind enough to support us. I guess in episode 2, they mentioned our show. They mentioned this episode on their Facebook wall. So I thought it was only appropriate to give some props out to the Hello Cleveland Podcast, because us Cleveland podcasters have to stick together. It's pretty much us and them.
But is there enough room for both of us, Jeremy? That's my question.
I think there is. I think we can, between the two of us, we have like 150 or so fans. I think we can share.
Okay. I'm open to this right now, Jeremy, but I want to reserve the right to change my mind.
You know, in this Stitcher DVR world,
that's true.
You can listen
to
both.
That's true.
It's not like we're on the same time slot.
That's very true.
So you can listen to us both. You can add us. Although I don't think they're on Stitcher. I mean, not, you know, yeah. Stitcher is only a select number of podcasts.
Yeah, there's no way they're on Stitcher. I mean, I think they have potential, but I don't think they're on Stitcher yet. They're not Stitcher worthy yet.
They are on iTunes, which we are not.
And that's upsetting.
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Welcome to the podcast community.
Yes.
Maybe we'll cross paths. Maybe we can figure this out. We can help each other.
Do something. Maybe. I think we can help. If we can help each other get free liquor from local establishments,
yes.
I think we both
can. Or something we could all get paid for doing this. That'd be a great thing, too.
But again, we're turning away sponsors because we don't want to be tainted by the sponsors.
But I should say this, Jeremy. Speaking of social networking, I just tweeted.
You tweeted?
Tweeted.
Twatted.
You
put out a big twat.
I recently tweeted, Jeremy. So I've acted, my Twitter account was laying dormant.
So if you want to follow Jeff on Twitter, it's twitter.com/JeffLongsworth.
I have a lot to say, Jeremy.
What? Now I'm going to go there now and check out. Okay. So here we go. I invented a new meal out of food commonly found in a dumpster. And then you have a link to a picture. Which makes for horrible podcast content. So it's a plate with some asparagus, 2 pieces of cold pizza, half a burrito, and your sock on your awesome slate floor. Or this is even at your, where is this?
That's my table
upstairs. I was going to say, is this in your bathroom? Were you eating in your bathroom again? So, okay. Give us the backstory behind the Jeff Longsworth tweet.
Every dinner for me, Jeremy, is a challenge. I feel like I'm out in the wilderness trying to stay alive every day.
The urban wilderness.
Because I never know what I'm going to eat. I don't cook. I only warm things up.
So your oven is filled with books.
It's filled. That's a storage.
You don't read or cook. So both those things are.
I store some of my media in there. It's actually where I store my old DVDs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all storage. And so I can't obviously cook in that because it would be really disgusting. So every night is a challenge for me. What am I going to eat? So last night I was feeling rather lazy, lazier than usual. This was dinner. So I opened my fridge, and it was like kind of like a mystery novel, like a Nancy Drew.
Right.
Now, I'll give you the background on
this. Like, is the killer behind the pickle jar?
Well, there was no one killing, no killers in the fridge, but there was leftovers, some leftovers for a little more than I would have liked. But I had some pizza from a family get-together Sunday. I pulled out and said, okay, I got pizza. Mm-hmm. I had some asparagus from when I was at Heinen's on Friday. So I had some asparagus, put some asparagus. And there was a half a wrap from, I think, Saturday.
Okay.
That I had left over.
Where was the wrap from?
It was from Tommy's on Coventry. Okay. Yeah, it was like a bean chili wrap thing.
Saturday? And this was last night, Tuesday night?
Yeah, I got about the limit of 4 days, 3 days.
What was in there? What kind of wrap was it?
It was like a black bean chili with vegetables and rice.
Was it like a vegetarian?
No. I don't know. Maybe. Venison?
Venison? They have deer meat now at Tommy's? I didn't know. Okay. I mean, if you're feeling okay.
Yeah.
Normal. Okay.
But anyway, I was really proud of myself, and I thought, I need to get the Twitter account going up again and tell all my followers about this. It's a great little meal, Jeremy. You have your vegetables. You have all the food groups represented.
All 7 of your followers.
Yes.
Were informed.
And you weren't even one of them. I had to ask you to please follow me.
I thought I was following you. I think before, when you started your account, you didn't have any tweets.
Like, you gave up on me.
Right now, your avatar is just an egg. You need to update that.
Yeah. Well, I'm a big Easter guy.
That's the default.
To me, Easter is every day.
So for more exciting tweets
chocolate on what bunnies everywhere.
Jeff is eating for dinner, You can follow him at twitter.com/JeffLongsworth, one word.
Speaking
you,
of...
You can follow me at Jay Borgerd, twitter.com/JayBorgerd.
Now, yours will be much more interesting than
oh,
mine.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have one tweet. Right. You have more than that.
Let's see. Jeff has 7 followers. How many do I have?
I bet you have 210.
Oh, come on. You're slow internet. This is what happened. Oh, 615. Oh,
wow. 210 in 2006. Good for you, Jeremy. But speaking of social media, we got a fan of the week, Jeremy.
We do.
Mr. Matt Murphy.
Matt Murphy. You can fan us as well if you go to facebook.com.
And you might get mentioned.
/radioshowonline. You got to let me finish my URLs. You can't jump in after the slash. Because it's just screwing things up.
I got so much to say.
I know. You're very excited. It's fine.
Go ahead.
130 fans we're up to, which isn't bad.
Yeah. Want to finish the URL?
It's facebook.com/radioshowonline.
Okay. Matt Murphy went to Kent State. Now, I love Kent State. I've always been a fan of their basketball program, for example. He's from Chardon, Ohio. Chardon is a great suburb. It's on the east side of Cleveland. He was born in 1990, so I'd like to get a little younger. Jeremy has some younger followers. That's good. He turned 21. Actually, turns 21 this week. Congratulations,
wow.
Matt.
I think we should go out drinking with Matt.
I hope you celebrated it with one of our shows. And
June 27th, he just turned his birthday was when our show was supposed to be.
He probably planned it, too. He probably left.
He probably killed himself shortly after that.
He likes Machine Gun Kelly music. Never heard of them, but I'm interested.
Yeah.
And he's an interesting guy. So, hey, Matt, welcome aboard. Thanks for being a fan.
Thanks, Matt Murphy, for listening to our show. All right. Now here's the point in the show where I don't have time to – I have to upload this. So here's where you have to cover.
Okay.
Go. Go now.
This is where I freeze. So I will talk about this. Now, I have not been here, but this is a place, if there's one opening in the last 6 months that's garnered more buzz, I don't know what it is. This Market Garden Brewery and Distillery.
Has, 2 years in the making?
I mean, but boy, I know it's great for that block, that area, but man, I have not, I mean, friends on Facebook ever posting, people are saying, I just went here, it was awesome. I mean, the buzz from this Market Garden place is unbelievable. So it's open. We're going to, of course, do a little 4th of July preview this weekend of what's going on around town. But the Market Garden Brewery is a place I think definitely worth checking out. I think it's going to live up to the hype. Very excited for, long time in the making, as you said.
So we were going to do the show live from there on Monday.
Yeah.
Because I had asked you to look in.
I think we still will. I think it may be a little hectic over there now, just opening. But I think we will do a live show from there.
Okay.
At some point.
And eventually they're going to start distilling. So they brew their own beers right now, which, right. Who can't? Right. I mean, we're
big
brewing beers right now.
Big deal. I just did it while you were doing that upload from the panel.
Yeah, exactly. And it's delicious.
Yeah, thank you.
Market Garden Brewery is going to also be a distillery, meaning they're going to make their own rum and whiskey right there in the facility, which I think is going to be very cool and something that's going to stick out. So, yeah, they're open. Now, right now, they just have their main level open and they have their outdoor patio. But next year, they're going to be adding a rooftop patio. They have stuff in the basement. So it's 2 years in the making. $3 million is what this facility has cost. But it's still, it's still in process. But you should definitely go check it out right at right on West 25th Street next to the West Side Market there.
Yep. Big for that area, too. That area just keeps getting better and better.
Very cool. Very cool. Hey, so today I was at work and I've been doing, because I'm getting married July 8th.
Yes.
And, we're going off to Maui for our honeymoon. And so I had to, women are very good with having the latest updated clothes and their fashion and for their vacations and stuff. Whereas with me, I wear something until it physically falls apart or I can't fit into it anymore. And I'm not very good with planning and getting new outfits. I mean, Jen had a new outfit for every shower and everything. She had a new outfit, rehearsal dinner and all this stuff. And I'm helpless in this area.
Yes.
Which is one of the reasons I think men get married is because we need some assistance with this thing.
Yes.
So I had to get some new shoes. So I got some new, I'm wearing right now. I'm actually barefoot in your house. How do you feel about that?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
About that yet.
So I got these new shoes and I was surprised at work. How many guys noticed that I had new shoes?
That's odd. I would never notice
that. You pick up on that?
Nope. Just as an example, I didn't notice you weren't wearing shoes.
Right.
So that's where I'm at on that.
Barefoot in your place.
I didn't
have no idea. We did a little pre-gaming for the show, a little pre-show planning over a tap house. Yeah. You mentioned nothing about my shoes.
No.
Which I wouldn't expect you to.
No, right. I feel good about that.
So, yeah, I feel
good. I stand
good.
By that.
Yes, I agree with you. So, at work, like, several guys, like, mentioned my shoes and looking at new shoes, and which just made me even more self-conscious than I already am.
That's alarming.
Because now I'm worried, like, with every outfit, like...
Did you say outfit?
Outfit, yeah.
I don't know if outfit's the right word.
I
think outfit's what kids wear.
People wear outfit.
I don't think people over 15 wear outfits.
Really? You think outfit's a juvenile thing?
Yeah, I think it's a kid's.
Right. So I picked out my clothes I was going to wear for the day. Okay. So now every time that I go to my closet and I have to pick something out, I'm worried that you know, when was the last time I wore this? Are the guys that I work with going to remember?
They are totally, they're dancing. They're in your head right now.
I know. They're very much in my brain. Now, what about you? When you're picking out your clothes or your outfits or whatever you want to call them, do you have like a set? Do you have to wear suits and stuff to
no,
work?
No, business casual.
Okay, so your business casual.
Yeah.
But you keep track of like, okay, if I wear this today and I wash it, I can't wear it the same week. Like do you keep track of that?
This is gonna be kind of weird. I have a little system in my closet where when I get like dry cleaning and laundry, I like the. First in, last out type of thing where like I put what I just got dry cleaned in the back of the closet.
Yeah.
And I kind of recycle through my shirts.
So it comes through like a conveyor belt.
Exactly.
System.
Is that
yeah.
weird?
No, well, okay, that, I no think one, I need that.
I've never talked about that with anyone, but I've done that for a while. So that basically...
I'm glad you feel comfortable enough.
Yeah, this is a big step for me.
Yeah.
So the things that I cleaned the longest ago, what I washed, you know, say a month ago, comes slowly moves up to the front of the line where, hey, I'm going to wear this shirt because I probably haven't worn it in a month.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at about trying to keep a month buffer in shirts.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think I should adopt that system.
It's a great system.
So what happens when... Now, is there ever a time when things are coming down the line and so you open your closet and there's the shirt that you're supposed to wear this day, but maybe you're not feeling that shirt?
Sometimes I'll feel like I just wore it and I'll go to the next shirt.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then does that shirt that you skipped still stay in the front or do you send it to the
back? It stays in the front, but I don't know how to handle that shirt. I'll go back to it later.
Okay.
I have like a section for going back to later shirts.
So you're always wearing the same outfits in the same order? So, like, they
outfits.
Know that Jeff wore, you know, the
oh, actually,
the
blue that would be true.
Shirt.
But there's also a big gap. I mean, it's like, I try not to wear the same shirt 3 or 4 weeks. So, I mean,
right.
If they're really paying attention, they're going
to tracking it.
They're going to find an order. They're going to find a rotation.
They'd start to be able to guess what you're going to be wearing.
They could be like, hey, it's the first of the month. Jeff's going to have that green polo.
That could be a great office game for your coworkers.
Or someone comes in and says, Jeff, where's your green polo? It's just.
It's green polo.
It's man. June 28th. So that's how I work it. But I didn't know anyone else did this. I thought it was just me.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think I need a system.
You need something, obviously.
If anyone out there has a system, email us.
Or come on the chat room.
At hatemail@radioshowonline.com.
Yes.
I'm
glad we could open up about this.
Yeah.
I feel more comfortable with you.
I feel much better.
I feel like I know you better now.
Yeah.
I feel a little better than you now.
Hey, you don't work downtown.
I wish I did, though. You know that. I would love to.
I know. I know you would. And one of the reasons that you would like to is because every Wednesday now, the food trucks in the area are doing Walnut Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Now, they don't serve walnuts, Jeff.
Oh.
The reason it's called... I love how you stopped. You're like offended that I answered a question that you weren't really even thinking of asking in the first place.
It was a combination of emotions, but they were all hurt, negative emotions.
Yeah, that was good. Lots of pain. So, Walnut Wednesdays. Oh, boy. This is what happens when we pregame at the tap house.
So, full disclosure, we did have some beers before the show at the tap house.
A couple.
Yeah.
And a great burger. I had a great burger.
I had the salmon BLT.
Which was a little adventurous for you.
Yes, it was. It was. It was not vanilla. You wouldn't say it was vanilla, would
but
you?
But you did get your sauce on the side.
I did get it on the side.
And you picked it across, apart.
Like a bird.
Like a bird.
I told the waitress, I eat like a bird. Watch this.
That uses silverware.
I called my shot as eating like a bird.
A silverware using bird. That's 6 years old. Anyway, but there's a little street off East 9th Street right near... I guess it's pretty close to Superior, called Walnut, where the restaurant One Walnut used to be.
Which I always wish I would have gone to, because I heard that was a great place to hit for lunch, and it's kind of one of those Cleveland, the old school places.
I went there. That was one of Jen and I. That was one of our first dates.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And now you'll never go. But I think that the reason that they closed is because that it was very like fancy, upscale kind of dining.
Yeah.
Not even from a price. I mean, yeah, it was pricey, but I feel like there's still restaurants like that that are pricey. But restaurants that are pricey don't feel as uptight as they used to be. You know, like people don't – like fine dining isn't as popular as it used to be.
Yep. And also logistically, it's not near. I feel like you need to be in a group of restaurants. Mm-hmm. You have much more of a better chance of surviving, like West 6th. You know, yeah. There's East 4th is a great, because it's just the area kind of thrives on each other. Where they are, it's just.
Well, yeah, where they were where was they were, around. Yeah. I think they survived a lot of from like fancy like work related either lunches or dinners.
Yeah.
You know, like when the lawyers in the building next door would take their client. That
even
kind of
even
thing.
In our business, the entertaining we do now is like it's a tenth of what it was 10 years ago.
Right.
So I could see in the '80s and nineties it would thrive, but the environment now was, we talked about this at dinner actually.
Yeah.
The environment about people going out for, you know, fancy work dinners and lunches is just not what it used to be.
And so you might take clients out, but what kind of places are you? You're not going to, but like, see, white tablecloth.
No, and a lot of times I'm on the road too. I mean, for me personally, so it's California, it's Charlotte, it's I'm out where they are going out. And I just think if you're in Cleveland, you're gonna go down to West 6th Blue Point. It's just you have a slam dunk where you're gonna go for a nice dinner.
So when you're in other cities, are you going to fancier places, or
no,
this is like a countrywide
it's above the chains, but not at the Blue Point level. Does that make sense? Like those nicer restaurants, but not the high end restaurants.
You don't want to feel like that added stuffiness.
No, and we're not dressed for it. It's just the culture now isn't conducive to that anymore. So I could see why that would be gone.
Yeah,
you've got to be more versatile.
You just take all your clients to dive bar.
That's what I do. Yeah, I just get to order shots.
Ski bowling and $2
usually
drinks.
After a Browns game, I prefer. Yeah, that's where it gets really classy.
Yep. And then you like, sign this.
Yeah.
All your work is done at dive.
Sign this and we'll see you next year.
So Walnut right off East 9th Street. Every Wednesday, a bunch of food trucks gather there. I think today there was like 6 food trucks there.
Wow.
And I went to the, now the name is Jamari. Maybe someone
Jamario's?
In the... Maybe, no. Maybe someone in the chat room can help. Are you in the chat room?
Jesse's in there. Jesse, could we get some help?
Jesse. Nothing's in there.
We always know if these names aren't men or women.
Right. They always seem to be, I think we appeal to both genders.
Yeah. And trans.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so yeah, I went there, got the, it was a pulled pork burrito. Very good. And then one of the guys that I work with, Devin, he said, hey, if you go to this Jamari, something like that. If you go there, you got to get the Mexican churros, which is like a pastry thing. It's like a dessert. It's a thin cinnamon covered thing. And it's like it's cream filled. It's very good. So I'm like, all right. So I got 2 of those and the burrito. Well, Devin failed to mention to me that when you first get this churro, the cream inside is like 700 degrees. So I bit into it, hot cream shot into my mouth, and burned the roof of my mouth with the hot churro cream, the hot Mexican churro cream, Jeff. It was all over my mouth because I bit into it.
Why would you get 2 of those?
I thought if it's so good, no. I might as well. Then I bit into the other one and burned myself again. I never learned.
I just feel like right out of the chute, 2 of those is too much. For a dessert at lunch, do you want to be able to function the rest of the day? Yeah. Like I question you out of the chute getting 2.
They weren't. They were like, they were very thin. They weren't.
Still, one dessert's enough, Jeremy. I'm a big dessert guy.
Remember the cinnamon sticks that they used to have?
Yeah.
Like it was like those size.
Yeah. Okay.
But
we need to move on from the story.
Filled with cream. And I took it right out of the chute. I took the cream-filled churro right out of the chute.
So did you tell your friend, thanks a lot for the warning?
Yeah. So anyway, so I get back to the office and I have skin hanging off the top of my mouth. And that was a bad situation. So the moral of the story is, Walnut
please.
Wednesday is good.
Yes.
Churro is good. But just let them cool down.
But be careful. Yeah,
for the love of God, Jeff.
Yeah.
Let them cool down.
Yeah. I think we're all glad to hear that because that sounds horrible.
Okay.
There we go. Now we're gonna finish. We want the old cliffhanger teaser of the 4th of July preview, Jeremy.
Oh yeah, lots of 4th of July.
We'll do that later.
Long weekend.
Long
4th
weekend.
4th of July is on a Monday. Very excited.
But I want to talk about this place. Now we were Deegan's, of course. You remember back in February, we did our podcast live from there.
You can still hear that episode if you go to radioshowonline.com.
Yep, I often listen to that sometimes on the weekends. And this area that we were at Deegan's is Detroit and Warren Road. We've talked off and on about how the area is really starting to build up. You've got Melt. Real close. I know Melt's a favorite of yours.
I was just there last week, yeah.
Deegan's, the vegetarian-themed Root Cafe.
Yep.
Did I ever mention that's over there? And now you've got Eddie's, Ed Serino, I guess it's called Eddie's Pizzeria Serino in Seven Hills. They're opening a new location, Eddie and Eddie Burgers, Bourbon and Apple Pie. So it's a place at Warren.
Wait. This is one name. What is the name of this place?
It's called Eddie and Eddie Burgers, Bourbon and Apple Pie is the full name.
Okay.
But it's the old... Eddie's Pizzeria Sereno in Seven Hills.
So they serve burgers, bourbon, and apple pie?
Yep. This place at Warren in Detroit, which is opening up, is going to be serving all three. And I am a big bourbon guy. Like, I went through a bourbon phase when I was like trying like bourbon and ginger ale, just trying different types of bourbon, mixing it with things. Bourbon, do you like bourbon?
Yeah, you know, actually, I like, well, whiskey, which is, bourbon is a type of whiskey, right?
Right, right, right.
So you can have bourbon whiskey, but not. Like, all bourbon is whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon.
Correct. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so they have a really good selection over at XYZ Tavern, okay, which I'm actually going after this podcast and meeting someone over there.
Oh, great.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, this place, in addition to pizza, though, one thing that they're going to be known for is the bread and the pies and the bakery. They're going to have a bakery up front. So they're actually going to, like, you know, bake all their buns, and they're going to put in a feta cheese and rosemary in the buns. And it just sounds like a really cool place. And then have some bourbon, apple pie, and a burger. Very American 4th of July.
Yes.
Burger, apple pie, and some bourbon. So this place sounds really cool. Eddie and Eddie Burgers, Bourbon, and Apple Pie.
It's a long name.
It is a long name, but I think you're going to, once you get over that, you try it out, you're going to be glad you went. Warren in Detroit. I'd like to actually go there and get a nice picture. He looks very welcoming in that picture.
Yes, maybe we should do a live
podcast. I would love to be up there because we worked well at Deegan's. Let's go back up there and maybe do that after we get to...
I think people are going to start calling it Eddie and Eddie.
Eddie and Eddie, but they might sort of
shorten it.
Yeah.
E&E, maybe.
It's a little stuffy. It's a little long. I get that whole thing.
Yeah.
But funny how that area, we've talked about how West 25th has really grown
with
the Market Garden and other things. But I feel like now Detroit and Warren is becoming like kind of like a little hub between Cleveland. I know it's in Lakewood, but it's kind of East Lakewood. Mm-hmm. But a nice little area where for us to shoot down there, it's a quick drive and you can have some nice options.
Yeah.
So great to see that area coming up because there were some empty stores there for a while.
Yeah, yeah. And they've done some storefront renovations and things like that, which I think helps. And I think once, you know, things like this, things like you said, Deegan's and Melt and now Eddie and Eddie, those things start building up, then it makes it more open for other people who want to try some stuff. Yep. And like you see that in West 25th too, like there's a new bike shop over there called Joy Machines. Jen bought like this really cool bike bag that's made from old sailboat sails. Oh, and it's made here in Cleveland, and they sell these bags there over at Joy Machines. She got one of those. It was awesome. And right next to that Joy Machines, there is a new Yellow Cake pop-up shop. So Yellow Cake, Valerie, the owner of that, was a designer on Project Runway. And she's been opening up a couple pop-up shops, which are little temporary shops around the city. She had one down in the in the theater district, and there's one right now open on West 25th next to Joy Machines. And I like how West 25th, you know, they're that West 25th Lorraine area, they're trying to play up this new artisan district, is how they're trying to market themselves as, where there's places that are building and designing and making things. So whether it be people making beer, people making whiskey or bourbon, people, you know, like bike, like lots of hands-on things. There's that glass blower place there, you know, kind of more of that artisan mentality. I think they're doing a good job of getting places where, you know, things that can't really be replicated, you know, just by importing things from China. There's something to be said with going into a shop and knowing like, ooh, this guy designed this thing, or this is the actual guy. Or obviously if you go into a bike shop like Joy Machines Bike Shop, and you go in to buy a bike, they're going to know a lot more than the guy working at Walmart. If you go into the bike department at Walmart, you know? So you just kind of have these knowledgeable people. Obviously, the locally owned thing, you're helping the economy more, a lot more. The dollars are staying local, and it can be kind of a self-feeding ecosystem. So.
Yep. And I want to get a bike. I'm kind of waiting. I could get it now, but they're still going to connect that toe trail, right? The towpath from Tremont down through south of Canton. This is eventually going to be connected, like right up here.
It's connected all the way to Whiskey Island.
Okay, but isn't it going to eventually
run through Tremont and it'll go all the way up to Settlers Landing and Canal Basin Park and there in the flats, and then go through the flats and eventually connect to Whiskey Island is the plan. So you'll be able to go all the way from the shores of Lake Erie, jump on your bike, ride, you know, get on the bike path and go. I think it's ultimately going to be 80 miles that go down south.
Of Canton, yeah.
Yeah. So right now I think you can get on, the farthest north is if you get on Harvard Road in Cleveland.
Okay.
You can pick it up there and you can ride, I think it's like 60 miles right now.
Wow.
You can go all the way through,
through
downtown Akron. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Excellent. Well, here we are, Jeremy. It's 8 o'clock. Like we planned.
just like we planned. Time to take a look at the upcoming 4th of July weekend.
I wish we had some patriotic music in the background.
I know, but if we would have planned a little more instead of having those second beers at the tap house.
I still think we made the right decision.
I do too.
I'm going to work backwards a little bit. You can chime in when you want.
Okay.
But if it's okay, if it's, we'll start with July 4th, which is a Monday.
Right.
Now, I know, what do you do? Well, you've got a lot of wedding preparations.
Yeah, so this weekend for me is going to be, you know, different than the typical July 4th. So since we're getting married a week from Friday, there's lots of, like, last-minute planning. So, like, with the wedding stuff, I feel like you first got engaged, you go out and you start looking at facilities to have the wedding in, and kind of making the bigger decisions. And, you know, and then there's kind of – you make those decisions, and there's kind of this lull period. And then, like – 2 or 3 weeks before the big day, suddenly it like picks back up and it's like crazy. And Jen, bless her heart, is taking a lot of it, taking a lot of it on. She's also very organized, which really helps. So, but I think her organization mind is trying to organize her organization, and like she's really like kind of feeling it now, you know, just trying to keep everything straight. And there's, you know, we're doing gift bags for people that stay overnight, and even the logistics of trying to organize everyone in the wedding party for like that day. Like, okay, guys meet here, and then girls meet here, and then we're going here, and this is taking us here, so then your significant others should join you here, and just trying to organize, like, just that stuff that you really don't think about. It gets kind of crazy. And then you have to double check with everyone, like make sure the limo is still coming because you booked that months ago.
Confirm, I guess, yeah.
You know, you have to confirm that the parking garage where everyone's staying. Like,
right.
Hey, this really happened, right? You got my check, right? This is happening next week, you know, and just keeping track of all that.
Now I am staying overnight for your wedding. Obviously, I'm going to be at my house. Is there a gift bag situation for me? Because I'm within a radius of the hotel. No. I'm within a couple miles of the hotel. I'm staying overnight.
Right.
Is there a gift bag radius?
No.
Okay.
It's only for the people that actually, paying money to stay at the hotel.
I pay a mortgage. Oh, I see.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
That's tough but fair. You really drew the line there, didn't you?
Well, you know, we have to make cuts somewhere.
You do, and I'll be that guy.
Paying for this myself.
But I'll be in Put-in Bay. You know my annual Put-in Bay.
Yes.
We have a family tradition.
Well, I just found out about an hour ago.
Well, you've known that now for an hour or so.
Yes.
But it's our Kennebunkport. It's our Hyannis Port.
Put-in Bay is your Kennebunkport.
It's our Kennebunkport. It's where our family goes to get away from the daily grind.
The spotlight.
The proverbial spotlight.
The paparazzi.
We relax. We have a great house on the water. It's a great time. So I'll be up there. Jeremy, you know what? The cell phone, actually, one of the few times, I shut it down.
So when are you leaving?
Thursday night, Friday morning. Depends on when I get off work.
Okay.
But yeah, I shut the phone down, Jeremy. One of those few times I can do it. There'll be no work calls. I shut it down and I just enjoy the island. I want to make it feel like I'm in Alaska, even though I'm just outside.
But warmer.
Well, yeah, I want it like the remote part of Alaska. I want to feel like I'm in the middle of nowhere. I just like getting away from it all.
Yeah.
This is my chance to do that.
So do you come back on Tuesday?
Monday.
Okay. So when do they do? Is there
Sunday
like.
Sunday night's the big night.
The big fireworks.
It always depends on the fort, but because of the way it fell this weekend on a Monday, everyone's going to leave, probably go back home on Monday. They're doing the big fireworks thing Sunday night.
And so does the island put that on?
Yeah.
Or how does that?
It's sweet. It's a great, right by the Perry Monument. It's really, really cool. People are on boats. It's just a very cool scene. Very nice weekend.
Nice.
So, but I am back Monday. I like to get back for, you know, the very end of it. So Monday night and talk about our guide to the weekend.
Yeah. Cause not everyone has a Kennebunkport.
Right. That's true. And this show is for people who don't have these Kennebunkport type getaways.
This isn't for people planning weddings or going to Kennebunkport.
Or going to exotic places on Lake Erie.
This is for people, you're like, you know, hey, looking for something fun to do in Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm going to be around town. Here, we're going to work backwards. Monday, July 4th. Probably the biggest, I think, thing in Northeast Ohio on the 4th of July is the Stars and Stripes and Sousa Forever at Blossom.
I'm familiar with Stars and Stripes, but what is Sousa?
I believe that's the composer whose music is played.
Ah, very good.
Yes, at Blossom. So it's a very nice event, July 4th, annual thing, 8 o'clock. Blossom is the place to go for it all. I feel like that's really one of the best places in the area to see fireworks. Plus, you get the Cleveland Orchestra, the music. It's awesome.
Yeah, so Blossom, for those that haven't been, so it's an outdoor venue. They have a covered amphitheater, so you can pay for seats, or you can also get like lawn seats.
Bring a blanket, bring a picnic.
I mean, I think the lawn seats are better.
I do too.
Especially for something like this where, you know, maybe if you're going to go see Dave Matthews and you really want to see them and be up close. But when you have like an orchestra event, I feel like, you know, you can go on the grass, you can bring your own blanket, you can even bring in your own food, you can bring in wine and cheese and like sit on your blanket and just kind of relax and enjoy the night. Still see, you know, everything. Plus, if you're in the seats and you're under the amphitheater, you're not going to be able to see the fireworks from your seat.
Yep.
So you're going to have to get them to move. So I think that the lawn seats are the way to go for things like this. And really, really, I mean, it's Cleveland Orchestra. It's one of the top orchestras in the world right here in town. Yeah, I don't think you can beat it.
So that's nice. And also Monday, we're going to go Monday night now, July 4th. The Cleveland Indians host the New York Yankees, obviously one of the premier teams in baseball. So we're lucky to get the Yankees Monday, July 4th. So at Progressive Field, 7:05, Monday, July 4th, you can go down to the ballpark and watch. Indians are our game out of first place, so they're still right in it. And watch the $200 million Yankees, I believe, coming to town.
And what time's the game?
7:05, Monday, July 4th.
Okay.
They're on the road all weekend, so it's their first home game after this road trip.
So are they doing fireworks there? And then
I'm not sure if they're doing that Monday night or not, but I will tell you who is. Did you see this in Ohio City? Also Monday, July 4th, the Tango and Fireworks.
Yeah.
It's on West 25th Street. Come celebrate 4th of July Tango and Fireworks at, have you heard of this place?
Kanzaman.
Kanzaman. Yeah. Okay, I've never been there.
I've been there for like a lunch buffet, which was kind of a weird crowd. It's a little bit off the kind of the main part of the strip. It's next to Lutheran Hospital. Good food. It's just kind of an odd setting. It's kind of a weird building. It's just like a freestanding building that looks like it would be like a convenience store or something, and then you go in there and they have some ornate furniture. It's interesting. It's worth going. It's not expensive. It's good. You know, food's good. So, but it's interesting.
Well, there's also Argentine tango lessons there that night. That's why it's the tango and fireworks at night.
Nice.
So talk about a unique thing to do, and that's I think kind of representative of Ohio City. So 8 p.m. to midnight, they have a practice dance. $7 for one class. There's a $5 just for practice only for tangoing. And they have the fireworks beginning at dusk.
Okay.
So kind of cool there to head down there. And then also, this kind of jumped out at me. Crocker Park has a thing on July 3rd. So if you're out around Sunday, July 3rd, moving into the Sunday of this weekend, July 3rd, there's a little party around Crocker Park. There's, let's just say, tons of fun activities and entertainment, carnival rides, music, the Cleveland Pops Orchestra, plus a spectacular fireworks show to end Sunday's festivities. So Sunday, July 3rd, if you want to double dip, get some fireworks a little early, head out to Crocker Park. Now, the only problem I have with this, Jeremy, is the name of it.
Crocker Park?
The Crocker Park's okay, but they're calling this Morris's Cadillac Buick GMC Liberty Fest.
Huh.
At Crocker Park.
Yeah, it's kind of a long name.
Kind of a long name.
I wonder if there's a corporate sponsor to that.
Do you think there might be? I have a feeling Morris is involved.
Morris might
in this,
be involved.
But I don't know to what extent.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm still not sure of the details of that.
So that's a good way if you want to see fireworks on maybe Sunday and Monday.
Yep.
You can go to Crocker Park on Sunday and you can go somewhere else on Monday. Or if you're going to the Indians game on Monday and you want to get fireworks, you know, so that's lots of fireworks festivities. Another thing that there's cool to do on, again, on July 4th. I don't know. I just lost
there.
It. The RTA is sponsoring at Settlers Landing, right there on the east bank of the flats, the 7th annual Family Fest. Now, I've done this a couple of years in the past, and it's a really cool scene because they have that kind of grassy hillside right there.
A grassy knoll.
Hopefully,
no shots.
Will be shooting presidents.
No shots will be rung out.
Exactly. But that starts at 7 p.m. right at the Settlers Landing RTA waterfront line stop, and they have a Sousa band as well, 12-piece Sousa band. There's a fireworks show starting at 9:30, which they launch right from the mouth of the Cuyahoga River.
Oh, wow.
So you can sit on the hill there and you have an awesome viewpoint of seeing the fireworks. You're on the river. You have the awesome view of all the bridges around there. You have easy access as well because the rapid lines are going to be running extra. So you can jump on the waterfront line and be able to have it take you right there. So very cool. It's a good family thing. You know, they don't sell alcohol there or anything. But you can – no one's going to check you if you have maybe a red cup.
Right.
Or something. They're not going to
be
like,
a little
what's
discreet.
In there? You know, don't be an idiot.
Right.
It's, you know, like a tailgating thing, but be more calm than with a tailgate.
I'll tell you this, Jeremy. It's not a 4th of July for me unless I see a Sousa march.
Yeah, exactly.
I know you feel the same way.
I do.
And now as we're going through these events, I should do the disclaimer here. Most of these are on July 4th, but the Crocker Park thing starts 11 a.m. Sunday, July 3rd.
Yeah, that's the only one so far that we've mentioned.
So far,
that
but there are a couple more things on Sunday. We have to do all this at once, but the Redstone, one of your places in, I guess, is it not Battery Park, but I guess it's more of the Gordon Square area?
No, Redstone's Battery Park.
Battery Park. Yeah. They're doing a party July 4th starting at 2 p.m., so it's like a little day party, some day drinking. They're doing a block party outside of Redstone. They're calling it a Monday Fun Day with drink specials, free food, and a pig roast. Mm. And to top it all off, you got a live performance by Madison Crawl and the not-so-good Old Boys.
Nice.
Good Old Boys, as I unpronounce it. So, Redstone, 2 o'clock, Monday, July 4th, block party, pig roast, music.
So that's an event that starts earlier in the afternoon on Monday.
Yep, you can really kind of dovetail that with some Monday night activities.
Yep, go there. And Redstone's awesome. And who doesn't love a pig roast?
Yep.
So you go there 2 in the afternoon, get some drinks, get some food. Then maybe you can mosey on down to Monday you said?
That's Monday.
Yeah, so then you can mosey on down to the Settlers Landing thing.
Now for our East Side friends, Jeremy, we have many, B-Side Liquor Lounge, Monday, July 4th. Now, this is for – you can have your whole day complete. You can go
– You tapped me on the shoulder.
I didn't tap you. I'm very serious about this. You can go 2 o'clock, Redstone.
Okay.
And you go down to the Tribe game. For me, it would be my ideal July 4th.
Yeah.
Enjoy that block party. Go to the Tribe game. Guess where I'm going to wind it up, Jeremy?
I don't know.
I'm going to wind it up at the B-Side Liquor Lounge at 10 p.m. because they've got a red, white, and bass party, Jeremy, which I'm excited about. So you come celebrate the stateside drum and bass artist group Driven AM. At B-Side Lounge, Monday, 10 o'clock at night.
In Coventry.
So we can literally get you 12 hours of fun on July 4th.
But don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive. And if
easy taxi ride. Easy taxi ride.
If you want to get up a little early, go to the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo at 10 a.m.
Wow.
July 4th, because they are going to celebrate Independence Day along with the red, white, and blue creatures of the Metro Park Zoo.
Now, the creatures are actually red, white, and blue?
You got to go for yourself,
There's blue Jeremy. Creatures at the zoo,
yep,
Jeff?
Red, white, and blue creatures.
You're lying to me.
Creatures. Be there 10 a.m. July 4th.
Okay.
Check it out.
You should come back from Kennebunkport.
Boy, okay, I got to make sure I get that early
that
ferry
flight.
Across the... private jet.
Yeah.
Not really for that. But a lot of activities, Jeremy. We're going to post this Metro Mix list, which we've just copied, basically.
Yeah, that's all going to be on radioshowonline.com. We will have a rundown. Also, I'm going to put a link to this video. Now, this is more of a private event. Like, you can go, but... My tip is become friends with someone that lives on West 67th Street. West 67th, north of Detroit. Because there's a very strong Italian-American neighborhood right there. Mm-hmm. And on West 67th Street, on 4th of July, they put on the most crazy fireworks display. It rivals some like commercial city fireworks. Displays.
Wow.
And I did this. Have you seen this video?
No.
I'm not going to go through it now because it's kind of pointless if we're not doing a video thing. But we'll link to it at radioshowonline.com. But so everyone on the street like gets together and there's just like fireworks down the street. And then, you know, 9, 10 o'clock at night, they light all these off. And there's a bunch of, like, I was at a party that was on the roof of this townhouse. And so there's fireworks. I mean, you're like, reach out distance from these things. The street is packed, and they're pretty thin streets. The houses are close together, mm-hmm. and it is just a crazy atmosphere.
Wow.
So I have a video that I recorded with my iPhone I think it was last year. So you'll be able to check that out. But if you know someone on West 67th Street, or maybe a friend invited you, like, oh, come see, you know, 4th of July, go to that party.
Okay.
Go to that party if you have an invite. Yeah.
We have a minute left here. I hope it's okay.
We do have 2 minutes.
I want to take liberty. You know, I'm not sure why, but I'm not going to complain. We've got a lot of fans that follow us in California. We have family and friends out there. You and I do.
Yeah.
But we also have a kind of a contingent of people. I would say maybe 10 or so people from the San Luis Obispo area.
Right.
That have really taken to our show. We're not sure of the connection, but we're very appreciative.
Yeah.
I've got some events going on out there, Jeremy, since they are listeners.
Okay.
So if you're in San Luis Obispo, California this weekend, don't miss the 4th of July fireworks at the Barney Schwartz Park. And that's, of course, in Paso Robles, California, the San Luis Obispo area. And if another option would be 4th of July fireworks in Pismo Beach and around the San Luis Obispo area. So to all of our Central California listeners, hope you enjoy one of those two venues, and we'll have more on our on our Facebook page.
Yeah, there's also live music in the Vines at the Leget Viney Winey.
Oh, right. I'm sure that's not how you say it, but
yeah, I'm sure. Saturday, September 10th, but tickets go on sale July 4th. And
that's in the Paso Robles. That's where these fireworks are I just talked about.
Really?
The Paso Robles area. It's in the heart of the picturesque Paso Robles wine region.
Huh. I mean, of course. Yes.
So you want to get in that July 4th, people out in Central California, because you know those are going to go fast.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. I think there's more parties and festivals for this holiday than anything else.
Yeah.
The Larchmere Festival is going on Saturday. Go to larchmere.com. The Nerd Ride is happening, this bicycle ride where people dress up like nerds and compete in nerd competitions. It starts at the Root Cafe in Lakewood, which you mentioned.
Right.
Goes through Happy Dog. It starts at like 4 in the afternoon on Saturday. Goes all the way till 2:30 in the morning. We'll have a link to that. It's not a boring weekend at all.
The bridge tour also, real quick.
The bridge tour. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. If the bridge that connects Detroit and Superior, you know, that goes over the Cuyahoga River, that second level used to carry trolley cars. Now it just sits there vacant. Every now and then they open it up for tours, like self-guided tours. You can walk underneath the bridge where the trolley cars used to run. So that is also happening on Saturday.
All right, everyone. Have a great 4th. We'll see you in a couple weeks.
Happy 4th of July. And yeah, we'll be back on July 25th. But check out old episodes at radioshowonline.com. Listen to us on Stitcher.
Stitcher.
Search for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. Email us hatemail@radioshowonline.com. And we'll talk to you in about a month. For Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Have a week.